Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood news and gossip.
Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Okay, everybody. Woo! It's Friday. Thank the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for bringing us into Friday. Amen. Okay, God, talk about a total package.
What's that?
That Bradley Cooper. He's good looking.
Yeah.
He seems to be funny.
Yeah.
He's good looking.
He's got it all.
He's got it all.
Yeah.
Well, I guess now he can also sing.
Oh, boy.
You know, they're doing the remake of A Star Is Born, and Lady Gaga did an interview about the movie, talking about how she can't believe how great Bradley Cooper can sing.
All of a sudden, he starts singing, and I stopped playing piano, and I was like, Bradley, you have such an incredible voice.
Maybe it's time to live the old ways now.
We instantly started harmonizing, and it was just kind of this magical moment.
It's got it all.
Heart melt.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sounds a little like Garth Brooks.
Well, I think he was doing that
Christopherson.
Yeah. I think he's trying to mimic him. Let's see here. The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. This was pretty incredible. Ariana Grande starts off the show with a dedication to Aretha Franklin.
Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel so uninspired. And when I knew I had to face another day, Lord, it made me feel so tired. So unkind, you're the key to my peace of mind. Say you make me feel like a natural woman.
Right? So pretty.
She's a good singer.
So good.
She's really good.
So good. So she talks about her time when she sang with Aretha Franklin at the White House.
Yeah, no, it's an honor to have met her, and we're going to celebrate her.
Yeah,
and,
we are.
Yeah. She called me one time. It was one time only. Called me. And she goes, hi, it's Aretha. And I was like, Franklin?
How many Arethas do you know?
Yeah. I was like, Aretha?
Yeah.
So I was like, tell... Are you? How are you?
Yeah, it's cool.
And she was like, I'm good. You know, my nephew or grandson, I don't remember which one it was because it was Aretha Franklin on the phone and I didn't know what was happening.
Yeah.
She was like, is an artist and wants to send you some music. And I was like, oh my God, I'd be honored to listen. Like, thank you for thinking of me. Like, send it, just like text me the MP3 or something. And she was like, well, I don't know how to do that, so I'm going to send it to you. And like 4 months later, I got a package with like a CD. Like,
yeah, her grandson is now 45 years old. Yeah.
Anyway, they're also saying that it was like a beautiful, a beautiful passing, that she was surrounded by all her friends and family, this is Aretha Franklin, and she was at her home. It was just before 10 a.m., and that she was very brave. She had pancreatic cancer. They were all holding her hands when she passed.
Man, there was so much coverage yesterday.
Yeah, it was right.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
I think CNN went wall to wall, and then Fox News, they blew it.
Why?
Are they catching heat?
Why? What happened?
Well,
what?
They were doing their tribute to Aretha Franklin, and they put up a picture of Patti LaBelle.
No, they didn't.
Yeah.
No.
They accidentally stuck up a picture of Patti LaBelle.
Oh, no.
People are mad.
Well, yeah.
They're mad.
Oh, my God. What a doofus. That producer's gone.
Well, here's the picture. I've got the picture here. Oh. Now, Aretha is in the picture. She's in the forefront of the picture. But in the background, they have like what's supposed to be Aretha with her band singing, kind of a silhouette. But it's Patti LaBelle. It's not Aretha Franklin.
Oh, the silhouette. Oh, well, it's not as bad
you
as I thought.
Saying?
Yeah, it's not as bad as I thought
yeah.
it was.
Now, Aretha's there.
I get it.
But,
yeah,
but
I get it.
Still,
it's a mess, but it's not as I thought it was like. It was her upfront yeah. picture.
No,
I
no,
get what
but
you're
it,
it's still bad.
It's still bad.
It could have been worse. In my head, it was way worse. Okay. Ben Affleck, what's he doing?
I don't know.
Ben Affleck, you know, he had that girlfriend, Lindsay Shookus, for a while. Right?
Yeah.
And he met her. She was a writer or something. Excuse me. And he's been hanging out with her for like a year or something. Well, last night he walked out of Nobu, and which is a sushi restaurant in Malibu, and he walked out of there with some hot young thing.
Oh, no.
He wasn't with Lindsay.
Yeah, well, when you're him, you can do that. When you're Ben.
I don't know. What the hell is he doing? He was like all lovey-dovey with Lynn, with whatever, Lindy.
He's a player.
Yeah, I guess. He's too old to be a player. Sit down, Ben.
Not in Hollywood. Everybody's a player.
At some point, even in Hollywood, you get too old. Just sit down, Ben.
I don't think they think so.
Have you seen the picture of Angela Bassett?
Yes.
How is that possible? She's 60.
I don't know.
I guess I'll share the picture. She's 60 years old, and when you look at this picture just briefly, she looks 20.
You think it's Photoshop?
Yes. That's not a 60
year
old body.
It's gotta be, right? It's gotta be Photoshop.
That's not 60.
Some
that's
filters,
not 60.
Something's going on here. We're being bamboozled with this one.
I feel like it's a bamboozlement.
I do too.
Oh. And then finally, let's talk about these Kardashians.
What happened?
Well, they try to out-ass each other.
Oh, jeez.
So you know how the picture just came out of Khloe, and we were like, what in the hell?
Yeah.
Like, she was in a one-piece bathing suit, and each side of her ass cheeks were just about ready to explode.
Oh, her butt, man, sticks out 4 feet.
It really does.
It's way out there.
Well, because she got so much attention, what happens next? Guesses?
Another Kardashian. Let's go with Kim?
That's right, BJ
Kim?
Harris.
Kim always has to come
she
back.
Has
no matter
to.
If you have a Kylie picture, here comes Kim.
Yep.
If you have a Khloe picture, here comes
Kim.
Kim's always the one that follows any of those girls. She can't stand it.
Yeah, well, it happened. Exactly. Days after Khloe Kardashian got all the attention for her huge ass, Kim Kardashian comes out with her biggest bulbous buttocks. Well, that was hard to say. Biggest bulbous buttocks in a very, very tight silver mini dress.
Oh, I haven't seen the picture yet.
Oh, my God. Her ass is stupid.
Well, I'll be the judge.
Let me take a look here, see what I can find.
I thought yesterday you weren't going to look at any more Kardashian
ass.
Well,
I don't know. I've had a change of heart.
You made that.
That's right.
Yeah.
I said that because we got duped.
Yeah.
And I'm mad.
Right. And you said you were not going to look at any more Kardashian ass.
Now,
since you told me that one story, which we haven't done on the air, all I can think about is how much her feet stink.
Oh, yeah. We should do that story next.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So
Kim Kardashian has stinky feet.
The stinkiest.
And Tammy Teagan's not going to be happy with what I got to say either.
About
Chrissy Teigen also has stinky feet.
And I didn't know any of this, but now I look at the picture of Kim in her big bulbous butt picture.
Yeah.
And then I looked at her feet. I was like, oh, no, she has stinky feet.
Yeah, she does have stinky feet.
Stinky feet.
Yeah. There's a reason for it, too.
Yeah.
And they were also, podiatrists are putting out a warning to all women. Beware. Don't buy this certain product or you, too, will have stinky feet.
And it's not Uggs.
No.
Because those will give you stinky feet, too.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. Tabloid trash.
BJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.